"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Speaking of that very app, have you played with it, John Cobell? Do you have fun with the iHeartRadio app?
Or? I occasionally listen to programs, channels on the iHeartRadio app.
See?
There's a lot of good stuff on there.
You can use that app to leave a moist line message. It's a new feature.
There's I haven't
a little
done
microphone.
That.
Why don't, for yourself?
No, I haven't left. I should do that one day, see if I can get it by.
I was going to do that years ago with the moist line to see if I could get a message by Clay. It was one of my little, I never did it though. But and then when it plays on the air, I could just start laughing. That's me. That's me. You didn't know. You're not good at disguising your voice though, are you?
No. That's why I never tried it.
Yeah.
I welcome the challenge.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna come up with something.
Yeah, we'll work on something. We won't do it today because you're thinking about it. You use the little microphone feature on the iHeartRadio app to leave a moist line message. It's called the TalkBack. Or you can just dial 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We will play a collection of calls during this very hour coming up on Friday. A couple of weeks ago on the show, we brought in Steve Gregory for this updated report on the story we had heard about several years ago, that there was apparently burglar gangs who had come up from South America and were hitting homes in California. Kind of bizarre, but it took the police and investigators a while to put together the story, but that's what they determined. A number of them specifically were coming from Chile. Well, the reason it's in the news today is that apparently it happened. Two burglars got inside the home of a man in Ventura County. This is the community of Oak Park. He came home and he found a car parked out front with a driver inside. When he went inside, he encountered one of the thieves and he hit the guy before the guy ran outside to the waiting vehicle. And if you look at the mugshot of the burglar, he took quite a hit. Looks like across the cheek and the face there.
Yeah, he's got a big lump under his right eye. And that's a meth complexion, don't you think?
There's something
he's,
right.
He's got all sorts of bumps and marks. And it doesn't look exactly like acne. That really looks like meth face.
That looks like meth face.
Yeah.
They are suspected to be members of a South American theft group. And that's all in caps because I guess that's the investigators have called it that.
So, yeah, I mean, is that
they
an
call
official?
It crime tourism, which I hate that term, but that's what they're calling it.
Is that an official name of the group? Because it is capitalized. I mean, is that
I think
what
that's what police have named it.
Okay.
Like the task force that's investigating it just calls it SAFT, South American Theft Group. SAFT. There's been a wave of crime tourism. They come up from South America, burglarize homes, and I guess they run back with the loot. I don't know. I mean, I guess they're finding out about our terrible laws down in South America, too, that it's there for the taking because of Prop 47 and everything else that's gone on.
Well, we don't have laws here against anything.
Right.
I mean, we really don't. So even if you get caught, nothing's going to happen. And you could just, you don't get bail.
What do you think he hit him with? A bat or a...
I don't know. That is a big...
That's a welt, as they call it.
Yeah, it's like a...
Big swollen part of his face there.
Yeah, like a mushy...
Good.
Swelling there.
Should be.
Well, hey, you gotta do that. I mean, people have to start beating up these thieves. Because the police aren't going to help you.
Right.
And Gascon's not going to put anybody away. There's not going to be any bail from the judges. There's not going to be a sentence. There's not going to be enhancements. There's not going to be any consequences. So you might as well just grab something really big and heavy and whack him in the face.
Even
the only
South
punishment
Americans,
he's going to get.
They wouldn't even get deported.
No, they won't get deported. And they'll be allowed back in next time they try.
Now, the Sacramento mass shooting story took a predictable turn today when it's believed by investigators it's a case of rival gangs. Apparently, they opened fire on each other in downtown Sacramento early Sunday morning, about 2 a.m. I don't know whether or not they'd come out of clubs.
Wait a second. Didn't Newsom...
Or a concert was going on, too.
Doesn't Newsom avoid the word gangs?
He did.
He calls them groups of folks.
He did do that last
time. So it's not a gang shooting. It's a groups of folks shooting.
Well, officials investigating said that we cannot elaborate on the precise gang affiliation of individuals involved.
No. That's not woke.
That's not woke.
Right? That is not woke, calling them gang members.
If you use the term gang, that's right.
That's pejorative.
That calls to mind, that's right.
That's
demonizes.
Remember Newsom said, I don't want to be pejorative here. Like, call them groups of folks who happen to have automatic weapons.
Well... It looks like Smiley Martin, one of the two brothers arrested, is associated with the Crips gang. But others involved have ties to the Bloods gang. Remember the Crips and the Bloods?
They're still going strong.
South LA thing, yeah.
Yeah, they got the Sacramento branch.
It is the Sacramento branch. Sacramento has seen a population influx in the last number of years, and with that has brought gang problems and homelessness problems.
Yeah. And this is all right around the corner from the legislators in Sacramento who pass all the laws that lets these...
That don't punish, right?
That lets all these violent criminals run free. Now they're running free, shooting 18 people at once right around the corner from the legislative office, from the lobbying offices. Right around the corner, 18 people get shot dead. And that's the crowd. They got the guys in the suits. They're the ones who gave carte blanche. To all the gang members, do what you want.
Now, they haven't sorted this out yet with actual murder charges. That's eventually going to come, but they're holding these guys certainly on gun charges. They think as many as 5 people opened fire. So far, they've arrested 2 that they certainly think were involved in shooting, Smiley Martin and his brother Dandre Martin. Although, again, I'll stress they haven't charged him with murder yet, but they've charged him with... felon in possession of a gun and charges like that, because we learned that Smiley's got quite the criminal record and got early release.
Yeah, they'll get there. Eventually, they'll get to the murder charges. They got hundreds of videos to go through and 100 cartridges to deal with from the bullets.
The casings.
Yeah, the casings and the and then all the victims living and dead. There's 18 right there. So they got to match the bullets to the guns to the people who were hit. It's going to take a while.
Who knew this? Here comes a new term. Have you ever heard of the term diss tracks?
No.
Okay. Well, in the El Segundo Times, it's explained this way. In 2017, gang violence spurred by diss tracks. These are videos or songs that talk smack about others. It led to a series of shootings. It prompted the Sacramento City Council to invest millions into neighborhood-based violence prevention programs.
You know, I knew that's how you were going to end the sentence. When you said the legislature, it was going to end up with violence prevention programs, which don't work.
This was the Sacramento City Council.
City Council, yeah.
They put people, I'm sorry, this is the El Segundo Times, formerly incarcerated people are put into communities where they previously lived to act as peace ambassadors.
Are you serious?
That's how it was explained.
So was Dondre and Smiley Martin, were they peace ambassadors at one time?
It doesn't say that. It just think that perhaps this violence broke out because of something like that.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, because that's what Anne Marie Schubert, the DA, said yesterday on the show, is they start by insulting each other online on social media, and it whips them up into a frenzy all day, and eventually they agree that they're going to meet at a certain time and place, like 2 o'clock in the morning on the corner of 10th and J Street, and we'll settle this. And everybody brings their automatic and semi-automatic weapons, and there we go. 100 bullets.
Yeah, we don't know whether or not they arranged this meeting or they just ran into each other out of the clubs. It's not clear.
Every jackhole
or concert
who votes for, what was that again that they came up with? Violence protection prevention.
These are neighborhood-based violence prevention programs.
Right, yeah. Anybody who voted for that ought to be put in prison for the rest of their lives.
I think the city council just came up with it.
Yeah, they're a bunch of fools. What you do is you take Dondre and Smiley Martin and put them in prison for about 30 years and go find his dad and put him in prison too.
There was a video posted hours before the shooting featuring Smiley Martin holding a stolen fully automatic weapon that was later found at the crime scene. So yeah, it doesn't look good for him, does it?
Right. And that's the guy who was supposed to get 10 years for beating the crap out of his girlfriend prostitute, and he only got 4 years.
He only got 4 years, even though the Sacramento County DA's office told the parole board, don't release this man. So, and they said, all right, we'll wait 5 months and then we'll do it.
So the idiots in the legislature and the idiots on the Sacramento City Council, they passed these nonsense, waste of time, failed programs, call it violence prevention, doesn't prevent anything. You have a mass shooting, although the LA Times insists in their headlines, it's not a mass shooting, it was rival gangs.
Yes, it's gang violence.
What day do they put rival groups of folks in the headline? That's what I want to see.
The mayor of Sacramento was none other than Daryl Steinberg, a punching bag on this show for years because he was president of the state Senate. He said that despite spending tens of million dollars on early intervention and gang prevention, we have to do even more.
It doesn't work. See, that's the thing. They never admit failure. They always say we have to spend more. We spend billions on this nonsense in California, and it doesn't work. The only thing that worked was when we put these guys away for a long time in prison, and then they weren't available. You have to make them unavailable. You cannot prevent anything. These guys grow up in gang neighborhoods without fathers in their home. Odds are really strong against them.
We have a pretty good idea that these brothers were involved in shooting because one of those killed is Joshua Hoy Lucchese, 32, who's friends with the Martins.
Yeah.
So apparently he didn't make it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a mystery.
He's another one that uploaded videos showing him holding weapons. So,
right. If you could go through the night before or the morning of all the videos involving these characters, right? you could magically know. You look at all the stuff, you would say, oh, you know what's going to happen tonight? They're all going to get together after the rap concert, go to some club, get really drunk, and then at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're all going to take their loaded semi-automatic and automatic weapons and start firing at each other. You could see it coming. Just look at the videos that they're posting and the photos they're posting.
All right, we got more coming up.
It's scripted out. John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Shampoo, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, the next story we're going to talk about is one that I would call one of John's least favorite words, hope. The only reason I say that...
I'm down on hope.
...is apparently a talk show host in Seattle wrote a guest opinion column for the Wall Street Journal about how maybe Seattle has stepped back from the leftist abyss. You might remember back in 2020, the anarchists, the mob, they occupied this Capitol Hill area, and it got violent and it got ugly. There were fires, protests all the time, over and over again. This was, of course, part of the outcome of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And we covered the story. They had a crazy city council, including a councilwoman that was fine with them taking over a police headquarters. It was all about defund the police. They had a mayor that seemed to be on the same side. Well, everything changed. The people actually responded. And there were three big winners in last November's election, including the new mayor of Seattle, a man by the name of Bruce Harrell, who's described here as a moderate because, you know what, all politicians in big cities are generally Democrats. It's just a question now of whether or not they're socialists, progressive, far out there, or they're more the Democrat that we kind of used to know. So he defeated pretty easily his very liberal opponent in the mayoral election. And then there were a couple of city council seats that were taken over. And this was read as the voters deciding they had to make a change.
Well, they
were no longer going to put up with the homelessness, with the anarchists taken over, with the mobs. And it looks like they did elect different people, is what I'm saying.
Well, for city attorney, a Republican one, a woman named Ann Davidson.
A city attorney.
She promised to increase prosecution. Her opponent was Nicole Thomas-Kennedy, one of those.
Right.
Former public defender. She'd promised to stop prosecuting misdemeanors. So it was a clear choice. Do you want an activist public defender who's not going to prosecute misdemeanors, or do you want a Republican who's going to increase prosecution? And the Seattle voters went with the Republican. That is probably the least Republican city in the nation outside of San Francisco. I think Trump got about 8% of the vote in Seattle.
This is why I use that word. Because, I don't know, could that happen in L.A.? I mean, up in San Francisco, they may throw out the D.A. or something.
Yeah.
And they threw out three board members. Remember, three school board members?
Yeah. Well, there was so much destruction because, remember, there was that six-block zone they took over. And they'd shoot at the cops, the CHOP zone.
It's really described nicely here. Seattle's politics boiled over in 2020 after the murder of George Floyd. Nordstrom's flagship store downtown was sacked and looted, along with 100 other businesses. Police cars were set ablaze. Protesters converged on the Seattle Police Department's East Precinct building, demanding it be shut down. Day after day, the crowd grew in size and intensity. Left-wing council members showed up to support the protesters, not the cops. The volatile crowd could easily have been diverted to a nearby park, but the city allowed the mob to control the streets. Night after night for 10 days, the mayor, Jenny Durkin, gave up. The precinct was shuttered and bordered, and the six-block, cop-free Capitol Hill occupied zone, CHOP, was born. Remember, it was later named CHAZ, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone? But we covered this back in 2020.
Oh, yeah, this was the whole world was watching this disastrous anarchy going on that the Seattle mayor and city council allowed to happen. They allowed the destruction of their own city. I don't know what this is going to look like 5 or 10 years from now when people look back, but it was absolute insanity. Now, the idiot who was running for city attorney, the public defender I mentioned.
Yes.
Not only was she going to, her name's Nicole Thomas-Kennedy. Not only was she not going to prosecute misdemeanors, she had the idea of abolishing the police department and the jail. And on Christmas Eve, she tweeted her wish that police officers would catch COVID.
God.
And that's what it took to get a Republican elected city attorney in Seattle. You had to have an opponent like that. No police, no jail, and all the police get COVID.
What a weird
fever.
The new mayor, Bruce Harrell, won his election with a mandate. He beat his opponent by 18 points. Now, he writes here that the turnaround is going to take time. The city's political culture has been wounded by decades of terrible public policy, not just by the mayor and the city council. Judges are still letting armed drug dealers with long rap sheets out of jail on low or no bail.
Yeah, well, that's what we got here in L.A. That's what we have. That's what they have in San Francisco.
I know. That's why I'm trying to make the comparison. I don't know if we're going to have this kind of shakeup.
The judges.
I do believe if somebody like Rick Caruso is elected, that's a big step towards this.
You know, and you got to.
If they pick Karen Bass, it's same old, same old.
Yeah, I know. She'll be a disaster, guaranteed. She'll be a disaster with a nice smile, but she'll be a disaster. The homeless situation will get worse. The crime will get worse. She's actually. If you go read on her bio or Wikipedia, she's all about race. She's just more pleasant about it. But that's her thing.
Yeah, there are really only two kinds of Democrats now in these big cities. It's the one that acts like, oh, I understand the crime and homelessness, but they just pay lip service to it.
Oh, no.
Nothing's going to change.
I watched her really carefully in the debate, and she just said what she had to say to get out of the conversation. There is no fire. There's no desire to roll back the crime, send people to jail, get the homeless off the streets. There's no real desire to do that. She's just going to say whatever gets her through the moment.
All right, we got more coming up.
She's 68. She has no history of fighting those fights. John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt, Ken Shampoo. It's KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, new questions have arisen over a story we talked about the other day. New York Magazine reported that the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation had a $6 million mansion in Southern California, specifically Los Angeles, and there were questions about what it was being used for. The response from the organization was they were using it as sort of a campus from some special sort of foundation they had created to send kids there to better their lives.
Yeah, right.
Now, we know two things in the update in the New York Post this afternoon. The property's in Studio City. We weren't sure about that the other day. We wondered where it was. It's in Studio City.
Well, they have one in Topanga, so this must be their second mansion in the LA area.
Apparently so. And questions are being raised because it's being valued at $6 million. But when it was purchased in 2020, it was only sold for $3.1 million. How do you get that much appreciation in just a couple of years when it says here properties in the neighborhood did not rise as much in value?
So there's some kind of financial racket there because it was transferred to a shell company controlled by this Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. And the people running this organization are up to no good financially. There's red flags all over the place that something funky's going on here.
Well, I don't know a lot of charities that spend millions on real estate. No, that's kind of weird.
The ones that are corrupt and crooked do.
Yes, and of course there was that video that was made showing one of the former executives with the Black Lives Matter, she's now since left, Patrice Cullors, celebrating and having a champagne toast at the house.
The house was purchased by Diane Pascal, a real estate developer who worked for Janiyah and Patrice Consulting.
Which was Patrice Cullors and her partner, Janiyah Khan.
Right, a for-profit firm run by those two women who founded Black Lives Matter. And Pascal, the real estate developer, bought the mansion from two televangelists.
How about that?
Jesus, there's all kinds of...
They must have been doing pretty well. They had a multi-million dollar home. Sean and Sherry Boys.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Bowls.
The sale price for both parcels of land is $3.1 million. Pascal purchased the property 2 weeks after the California Attorney General approved a $65 million transfer.
Yeah, from something called Thousand Currents, a charity which collected donations on behalf of the Black Lives Matter Global Network, I see.
The group has delayed its reporting to the IRS and has not disclosed where the $65 million has gone.
But 2 days after the house was purchased, lawyers for some Democratic law firm incorporated a limited liability company, an LLC in Delaware, named for the mansion's address. 4 days later, the property was transferred to the company for $5.8 million.
So they bought it for $3.1 million, that real estate developer, and then transferred it to $5.8 million into this LLC connected to the
Black... The story says that celebrities and the wealthy often create LLCs for privacy and to protect their assets from creditors.
Yeah, well, the Black Lives Matter was getting a lot of criticism for all the mansions they bought.
Yeah,
and so they were trying to, this is hiding money is what it is, and hiding who's purchasing this, and this is not what the donors thought was going to happen with the money.
No, Los Angeles County property assessment records consulted by the New York Post show the value of the two parcels combined was $3.3 million on July 6, 2020, 3 months before the purchase. That value nearly doubled after the purchase. On January 24th, 2021, it's now at $5.9 million. That is weird.
Yeah, this is some kind of racket. Who knows what all this means? This is not.
Usually, when you purchase a property, it's assessed at the purchase price, and that becomes the tax base. Why would it jump like that?
Do you think the woke attorney general is really going to have the guts to investigate this, or the... how about the woke district attorney here in L.A. County? Who's going to investigate this?
Boy, the Post kept tracking this. They talked to the purchaser, this guy Pascal, who said he doesn't remember the exact price he paid. He just says, I paid the asking price.
Then they called the realtor. Can you imagine buying something for $3 million and you don't remember the price a year later?
They talked to the realtor office. This was Keller Williams in Studio City, but they said, that was handled through our Encino branch, and they liquidated. They're gone.
No. Ah. What do you mean they liquidated?
That means they closed the branch.
Really? Yeah. What a coincidence, huh? Their branch is closed after they handled all these.
They shut it down.
All these shenanigans.
Property was built in 1936, and at one time had visitors like Marilyn Monroe and Humphrey Bogart.
So who's going to do the investigation into this? Or do they have special protection?
And I'm trying to figure out what they're up to with this excessive house or mansion valuation.
They're up to hiding money. This is all about buying big mansions, hiding the money, making it difficult to track who sold to who, what belongs to who. Because they got $65 million. So this is going to be lottery ticket behavior. That's what you're going to get out of this. It's not going to go to any programs to help, minority kids. They ought to be helping the minority kids who were locked out of the schools by the teachers union for a year and a half. That'd be a good use of the money.
So as we'd mentioned, Patrice Cullors actually resigned from the organization last year. And that was after it was reported that she went on this real estate buying spree.
Right, because it's more fun to spend millions of dollars. You don't want to run some activist organization.
Yeah,
they're not interested in that. Now, this was a racket that was created in a moment of public hysteria.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, there are people who won't wear masks on airplanes, and we know about that can lead to some horrible confrontations. But every now and then, there's a guy like this who ends up on a flight. It is a flight that went from Seattle to Phoenix on Southwest Airlines. And the complaint that's been filed with the police is that he pleasured himself four times in front of a female passenger sitting next to him.
Four times?
Four times, which I got to say is, I don't have his age here.
He's an older guy. I saw his photo. I looked up his photo. He's got gray hair. Got to be at least in his 50s.
Antonio Sherrod McGarrity was arrested by the Phoenix Police Department when this plane landed at Sky Harbor International Airport on Saturday. He says he didn't do anything wrong. And,
well, you'd
in
expect
fact,
him to
thought
say
it was
that.
Kind of kinky.
Yeah.
See, his claim is that she seemed to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. That's what they always say, right? Didn't do anything wrong. She was enjoying it.
What they always say.
Every pervert, every pedophile, every molester, they all use exactly the same line. Because in their mind, what's the big deal? Just a bodily function.
You can often count on the Daily Beast to go with the raw specifics. McGarrity was seated in seat 11F. The female was in seat 11E. This is from the police report complaint. Shortly after takeoff and while the aircraft was in the air, McGarrity exposed himself, pulled down his pants and shorts, and began pleasuring himself. When the female seated next to him noticed the lewd behavior, she began taking pictures. When he fell asleep, after doing that for roughly an hour, told a crew member about what she witnessed and was allowed to move to another seat.
I wonder if
he
fell asleep. Jeez.
Yeah, apparently he would stop and start again.
Was it four times in the hour?
Apparently so, yes.
Wow.
She did move to another seat, so I think that's when it ended.
Ooh.
Now, when I read this next sentence, I have to be careful. I told you it comes from the police report. She suspected that McGarrity was pleasuring himself because he licked a white substance from his fingers.
Oh, no. Maybe it was sugar.
Maybe.
Maybe a little half and half.
He had a little ice cream.
Oh, geez. Oh, he actually did that?
That's claimed in the complaint, yes.
He licked his own?
Well, oh. Who else would it be?
Well, I mean, yeah, but who does that?
Maybe he thought it would turn her on.
Why didn't they just beat him to a pulp?
He also apparently used his left and right hands. Yeah, ambidextrous. Not all men do that.
Both hands?
Not all men are switch handers.
Four times in an hour?
Yeah, well, probably twice each. So, to spread out the fatigue factor. And he claims he asked her if she minded if he pleasured himself.
Oh, right, sure.
And according to him, she put up her hands in the air and said, doesn't really matter. That's his story. He thought that was kind of kinky. And he said that she thought she was comfortable with what he was doing. You wonder about this person's life, just because why one night just get on a plane and do this unless he's done it?
Because he does this stuff all day
Probably does.
Yeah, right. This is another one. He's been doing this for decades. He's probably standing in,
but never caught?
Women's clothing store. Nobody gets caught anymore. What are you, from the 20th century? Please. The new world, the new age, nobody gets caught. Everything
nobody
goes.
Gets caught.
That's about as foul a story.
Sorry about that.
You know, and it seems like on airlines, there's nobody around to stop anything, right? Because the pilots are all sealed off in their compartment there.
You don't think if you told the flight attendant the guy next to me is pleasuring himself, she wouldn't jump to do something? No?
I don't know. Often there are these stories where people say they complain to the flight attendants because of some aberrant behavior going on, and the flight attendants won't do anything.
It's a new perk. Sorry, but we're allowing it.
All right.
We want people to relax on the plane.
You guys are old enough to remember when you were kids, or at least when I was, my mom made me put a sports coat and tie on when we flew.
Oh, yeah. People were really formal.
Yeah. My mother would only wear a dress, and it made my sister wear a dress. And my dad would wear a suit and tie.
It was like going to church.
Well, yeah. Now you sit next to a woman with an FU hat on eating, French fries with her feet.
You have to understand, Tim, though. John and I came from I did not get on a plane until I was 19.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. My family couldn't afford it. We had six kids. They weren't going to fly us anywhere.
Right. Yeah. Me neither. I think I might have been 18.
I finally got to take one trip to college on a plane. Otherwise, I had to get rides from people.
You picked the wrong dads.
Yeah. And yet,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't
how
part
about
of that.
The privileged Hollywood types.
Sure.
Sure. Now, where were you flying to?
Now your friends are making movies about your life.
The French Riviera? Yeah. Where were you going, Tim?
We're going to Cleveland.
That's great.
Every summer we went from L.A. to Cleveland.
Well, that's better than us.
That's glamorous.
That's moving backwards, I think, right? I don't know.
We had to load up in a station wagon and go to upstate New York. That was our big trip to a lake.
Yeah, I enjoyed the big trips, though. My dad would pack, there were six of us, and we each bought a friend, so there's 10 or 12 of us, and you drive up to Big Bear for the day. You imagine that?
That's fun.
Driving to Big Bear with 10 kids.
No seatbelts all rolling around in the back.
No,
right?
Yeah. And the jump seat in the back.
Yeah.
Brian Regan said those kids had a different vacation. They're like, I wonder what all those billboards say. But you're in the jump seat in the back. Your three kids are sitting on top of a 40-gallon gas tank.
Right. Yeah. Nobody cared about safety then.
No, nobody cared.
Really.
Nobody.
Right. Snowflakes today.
Much freer days.
Right. And then when you say, "Well, we all made it," some guy will lay a horror story on you. Well, not everybody. Yeah. You know.
Yes. Right. One kid was ejected to the back.
Car blew up. Yeah.
We've got Petros coming on tonight at 7:30.
All right.
And that's a wrap. The Lakers are eliminated officially from the playoffs.
All that money.
What a bad season.
How crazy is that?
That is a stinker of a season.
Can you imagine the odds you would get at the beginning of the season if you bet that the Lakers would miss the playoffs?
When I saw they picked up Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony, I said, this is not good.
That was like an all-star team from 5 years ago.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they were all just way past their prime.
Right. And now these kids are running past them like they're standing still.
I know. Yeah. It was a bad idea.
It's horrible. But the Rams will we'll get them with the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Rams.
Go Rams.
We'll have it ready for you.
What about Dodgers? Dodgers,
yeah.
No?
Yeah, Dodgers too, right? Their home opener is Monday, I believe.
They're on the road.
Oh, sorry. The road opener is on the Monday. And then a week from today, tomorrow is the home opener on Thursday.
Is that right?
I think so.
I thought
right?
The season starts Friday, does it, or tomorrow?
They open in Colorado on Friday.
That
doesn't count.
And then when they're back here on Thursday, a week from tomorrow?
No, next weekend.
The following
Thursday.
Easter
home
weekend.
Opener Thursday.
Thursday, yeah, a week from tomorrow.
You're going to show up and the stadium's going to be empty. You're going to be the only guy.
What's a week from tomorrow? It's Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah, that's their home opener.
All right.
Bust my balls.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Come on, Eric. Duke of no sports.
Oh, don't do that.
I've been demoted.
Ding dong with that guy.
Come on, Timmy.
The Duke of wrong dates.
Dissed by Conway. Ding dong.
That's tough.
Conway's next. Mark Runner is the news. KFI, KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.